What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Let's jump into it. I do have some listener requests from a post the other day in one of my groups that I'm going to get to this week. One of those is how to apologize. Okay, we're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to do that tomorrow. Today, we're going to talk about 5 steps to an authentic and effective self-image, because I think this will lay the foundation for us to be able to take responsibility for things and to be able to say that we're sorry. I think people that are confident and that feel good about themselves have a different view of things around them. Like, you have a different perspective if you're someone who is practicing that self-love, because if you're treating yourself good, you're able to step outside of yourself and treat other people well. It's just part of how we're created. It's how we function. Self-image, you guys know, is the way that we view ourselves. You might see yourself as, you know, a parent, a welder, a friend, a brunette. Maybe you like sports. Maybe, you know, you're a movie nerd, intelligent, impatient. Maybe you call yourself middle-aged. But what I want you to understand, and this is something that I'm processing through on my own, as what, it's been a month now, almost a month that I've been a stay-at-home mom again. I am more than just a mom, and I find outlets for that, different things that I can focus on. Like, you know, this new book is going to be my passion project. Doing things like the podcast and coaching, and I've been trying to learn a little, you know, some tech skills. But whatever it comes down to, you're more than your career. You're more than your gender. You're more than your age. You're more than your parents' opinion. You are a unique person. You're a whole ass person on your own with things that are unique to just you. And when you can come into who you are and that aligns with what you do, that's an authentic life. But a lot of people see themselves as one way and live another. Authentic people act honestly and congruently. Everything lines up. Huge. Because what are you going to get when you're in alignment? It's the same thing with your body. If your heart and your mind are in alignment, you feel good. Your health is good. Everything's in check. You know, you're not in fight or flight. You're just in that calm, peaceful state of being. If you can be who you are and live a life that honors that, you know, the benefits include success, self-esteem, respect from other people, inner peace. And those that live lives misaligned with their values and beliefs, with, you know, shitty attitudes, they suffer from more anxiety, more guilt, more shame. And I feel like the more that, you know, we dig the hole of all of those feelings, the deeper it gets, the more it becomes our identity and the more comfortable we get. And we're not treating ourselves good and we're not going to treat other people good. So it might seem easier to live up to the expectations of other people in the short term, but the long-term costs are significant. So how can you, what are some ways that you can determine your true self and live life on your terms? And it's going to come down to this every single time, every single time. And this is included with any decisions you're making in your life, any changes or, you know, any growth. You have to identify your core values. Authentic self-image is one that is aligned with your values. When you know your values, you gain that understanding of, you know, what is important to you. Once you're aware of your values, you could build self-image in a life that are more meaningful and enjoyable in alignment with this. You're not going against the grain. You're falling into the power of who you are as a person. And when you start doing things outside of you that reflect that, life's a lot smoother. And you guys see that. You see that because you're like judging other people from, you know, this point of not knowing. You don't understand why everything seems easier. It wasn't. There is a, you know, there is work when it comes to building the self-esteem, building your self-image. There is a price when you are in alignment with core values and you have ethics, because a lot of the people around you are cheating. It seems like the bad guys always get the cool things, but do they in the end? I don't think so. I don't think so. But we're judging people when we think that so and so is lucky and all these things. But you guys, if you've read my books, Once Upon a Time, Bitches.com, you can pick them up if you haven't. If you've read my books, I talk about this. I talk about how, it's not about luck. It's that luck meets opportunity. So if you're putting yourself out there, I can't just sit on the couch and think about a book and, pray about a book and want to create a book and never write the book or never talk to people about the book, but watch everybody else get published. I could be like, God, they're so lucky. Or I can get up off my ass. I can write the book. I can query the agents. I can take the steps, and then opportunity always meets you where you are. You just have to go first. So core values, this matters. Make a list of your values. Create that long ass list and include everything that you think applies to you. And then you can break it down to, the 10 most important values. And you might even struggle to narrow it down to just 10, but 10 is plenty. 10 is plenty for a foundation. And I want you to, take note, determine if you have conflicts. You might say that, adventure and freedom are two of your most important values, but what if you also strongly favor responsibility and security? Those are going to conflict with each other. When you're faced with an inner conflict, you're likely to shut down and do nothing. You'll do nothing about this. And if you've ever been paralyzed while making a decision, it's because your values were in conflict. So think back to when you've struggled to make a decision and see if that's true. Do you have, values that you could list that aren't really priorities? Because we carry around perspectives that are instilled by other people, our parents, people around us. Newsflash, you guys, I'm not kept it a secret. They could be wrong. You have to figure these values out for yourself. It has to be something that you choose for you, not what's been handed down from family generations. Okay. And we don't give a shit what society says you should value. You are a whole ass person on your own, and you get to decide this. And I want you to create an action plan for each value. Imagine, one of your values is to be frugal. You could create a budget savings plan that incorporates that value. You might even plan to start clipping coupons, visit less expensive stores, whatever this is, looking for free entertainment options. Make a list of activities you enjoy that are in alignment with your values. So if generosity is a priority, guess what? You can, spend time helping other people. There's plenty of places to be able to volunteer your time. If health is a value you cherish, you could join, your local basketball team, or, go run a 5K, find your favorite sport, participate. At the end of the day, you have to put yourself in check, evaluate yourself. Think about the instances when you failed to live according to your values. And then flip that around and contemplate the times that you were able to live according to your values and self-image, especially when doing so was a challenge. You've got to create a self-image that is in alignment with your values. Your first step, honestly, and if you have not done this in the entirety of the creation of this podcast, okay, one of the first things I talk about is, identifying and choosing your values. And then you're going to construct a life that allows you to live those values consistently to thrive. That means, what does that mean, Brandon? That means you're going to find the habits that back up. You're going to make decisions that feel good with those values. So stack them up against your list. The options you have, the opportunities that are presented, do they align with you? You can't, have this value that you're going to, build a life that honors Christ and then sell your soul to the devil halfway there because it wasn't happening fast enough for you. That's where you get out of alignment. Authenticity, I'm going to tell you guys, because the internet is full of fake. I literally put a post up yesterday. Your AI is showing, like, bitches are using this AI to write their stuff, and it's It's crazy. They didn't even know the difference between they, there, and there, right? And didn't know how to spell. And all of a sudden, like, they have this eloquent writing using big words. Like, nobody even wants to read that shit, okay? It's just far too fake. They're not being honest with who they are. They're not being authentic. You know, I do think that AI is a great tool. It's a great way to outline conversations. Absolutely. But if you really want to be authentic, and it takes energy to be fake. It takes energy to, you know, be something you're not. And people do not know, like, and trust that. They're not going to be drawn to you. You're not going to be expanding a business or your reach if you want to change lives and make a difference. It's just not going to happen for you. Authenticity is easier. That's the truth. And it eliminates a lot of the common emotional ailments in life. Not always the easiest choice to stay true to your values, because, like I said, you could sell your soul and things will come easier, faster. You know, it happens. I've seen it. I've seen a whole lot of ugly, but is it worth it at the end of the day to sell out who you are at your core for a couple bucks? I don't think so. I mean, you see it all the time on these like TikTok viral videos that are just trash, and people in the comments are tearing them up and they're defending it, and you know that's dirty money. It doesn't feel good. Like, who is really laughing? I don't think it's the keyboard warriors or the person that made the video. I think it's the people that can see the train wreck and know to avoid it. You know, you've got to be bold, babe. You've got to be bold enough to choose the person that you want to become. And then you have to choose the habits to live accordingly. Benefits are enormous. So that's your first assignment of the week, to create a list of your values. This will take 10 minutes of your day, 10 minutes to create this core list to really start reflecting on who you are. So if you've been feeling out of whack, if you've been, you know, feeling squirrely, just not feeling good, this is a great place to start. Love you.